This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Indeed it is. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth. Good Sunday morning to you. This morning is a very special morning because I have in the studio with me a group of lovely young women. But the first lady that I want to introduce to you, she hosts the midday show on 97.9 The Box. And she actually used to be the host of this public affairs show that you hear on Sunday mornings called Access Houston. JJ on the mic.
Hi.
Hello.
How you kicked me off my show? How did you kick me off of my own show?
See, well, why are you spreading lies on a Sunday morning, though? Like, what is that all about?
It's such an honor and a pleverage, a pleasure, a pleverage. That's like a beverage and a pleasure all together. I need a beverage this early in the morning to be on the show.
No, thank you. Thank you. And we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So you have this incredible, incredible foundation called JJ's I'm Me Foundation. And for those who may not know about the foundation fully, could you please explain what JJ's I'm Me Foundation is and what the mission is?
Well, our mission is to help these young ladies and to whip them into shape. Because these girls out here, they really need some help. We give them character building projects. We help them with their self-esteem. We give them an opportunity to really express themselves and to learn from these great role models that we have on the team. And I'm just hoping that we can turn these girls into some great role models for other girls.
Now, what was your inspiration behind that? Was this something that was always on your heart, or you saw the need somewhere and you said, hey, let me help boost these girls up?
Yeah.
How did it come about?
Well, you know, I've been in radio for quite some time. And, you know, as a radio personality, we go into schools quite often and we talk to the kids, and you can kind of see some of the areas where you're like, oh, my gosh, if I could just sit down and talk to this little girl right here and help her out. But then that desire grew even more when I had my own child, and my daughter is 7. And so I began to really take a look at the girls that my daughter looks up to. And I realized, you know, as a parent, you know, we try to be the best example that we can be for our kids. However, they spend 7 hours, maybe more, at school. And so the fact is, we don't know what takes place really at school and their interactions with other kids. And so it just helped me to realize that we need to make sure that these girls at school and these girls in the neighborhood and anybody who would have an influence on our kids, you know, that they are representing themselves correctly and that they are, you know, preparing themselves to be great women. And that's what the I'm Me Foundation is all about.
So the tour is about to kick back off. We're in the new school year.
Yes.
And so you visit 2 high schools or junior highs a month.
Yes.
To have these sessions with these girls. And there are different sessions with the girls.
Yeah. Correct? There is. We take 80 girls per school. And we give them what is similar to like a mini conference. So, you know how if you attend a conference, you know, you get your little gift bag, you go to your different classes, you get some type of keynote speaker. But we do it in a way that these girls are really having fun and they're getting educated without even really knowing that they're getting educated.
Right.
And we make it just a really cool interactive experience for them.
And you have some of the ladies who help facilitate these incredible sessions, and I understand that they're broken down into different parts.
Yes.
So can you explain that for the listening audience?
Yes. Well, we have Beauty and Style, which is presented by Brandy Holmes, who could not be here today. And that class is really not just showing you about makeup. She is a makeup artist, but it's more about showing you the beauty that's already inside of you and how to enhance the things on the outside. She discusses hygiene and how to dress appropriately and what is inappropriate that you may be wearing thinking that it's appropriate. And then we have our health and fitness class, with Antonique, who also could not be here. Antonique is really awesome. She shows the girls different fitness workouts. She actually gets the girls up and going, gets that heart rate going, and gives them a fitness demonstration, and then talks to them about healthy eating and nutrition and, you know, the things that we should be putting into our body to help us to live longer. And then these two ladies that are here today, we have Monica Lewis, who is from the Monica Lewis School of Etiquette. I have to say it like that every single time too. I know she's like, I know she's going to say it like this. Monica Lewis School of Etiquette. By the end of the year, we're going to give Monica like a French accent or something. So, you know, to go, is he a British accent? Hello, I'm Monica Lewis. So Monica is an amazing instructor. She does the class for etiquette, and it's not just about, you know, how to, you know, walk, standing up. Actually, I need to work on my posture myself, but you know, she's going to talk about social networking and, you know, understanding that the things that we put out into our social networking, it's going to be out there, and these girls need to know, because the fact is we're in a different world now. Yeah. You know, this
totally
is
different day and age.
This is a generation that is raised, was born and raised with technology, you know, and our generation was not. So this is really their life. This is what they know. And so so I think that it's really awesome that she's able to talk to them about those. And Monica can probably tell you a little bit more about what she discusses.
Hi, Monica. Good morning.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Pretty much in the class, we talk about social media etiquette. Mm-hmm. Of course, we cannot get away from social media. Mm-hmm. And so I go in teaching them that you really need to think before you post. Yeah. You should always create boundaries with social media, because if you do not, you have anybody and everybody in your world.
That's right.
And also to realize that 76% of what's posted on social media is not true. So don't get upset when someone posts something. They could be standing in front of a car and it's really a rental and you don't even know it. You
right.
know, but you're getting all upset about it. So I am a certified etiquette coach, and what I love is that I'm able to bring it more modernized and have fun with it, but also see the girls transform into a better person.
Yeah. So what inspired you to become a part of JJ's I'm Me Foundation?
JJ, who would not?
Oh, my gosh.
I love her mission. I love her drive. But definitely, I love her compassion for the youth. And you don't have a lot of role models, you know, that would actually be transparent in front of girls, or in front of adults, rather, you know.
Yeah.
And so going to these schools, after she came to me and presented the opportunity, I'm like, yeah, day one, because I do support her mission. And it's transforming these girls. Like she said, they are there most of the time during the day. I don't have any girls, but I have a set of triplets. They're 8. And I have a 5-year-old. And I know the girls is already knocking on my door
right.
At age 6. So I was like, oh, wait a minute, you know? So I definitely would like to put whatever I can do to help transform these girls' lives.
Absolutely. And we have another session with the lovely, lovely
Maggie Noel.
Maggie
so
Noel.
Maggie, well, I'll introduce you. I know, I'm like, she could probably tell her story better than I could. But Maggie is a professional golfer. And so actually, I found out about Maggie on Twitter because somebody was like, you know, there's this chick out here who looks just like you. And I was like, what? And we had, at that time, we had the same haircut. Maggie's going through a phase. She keeps changing her hairstyle. So Maggie's like, I don't want to look like JJ anymore. No, I'm just kidding. So, but we did kind of look similar. And people then, next thing you know, people are like, is Maggie your sister? Is Maggie? I'm like, I need to get this girl on my show. And so I had a chance to talk to her about golfing. And then I thought, you know, when I heard her story, I thought it would be really cool to have her be a part of the program, because girls need to hear her story and they need to know, like, you know what, these certain things could probably, these challenges could probably happen to you. And look at how Maggie dealt with her issues and ended up rising above the challenges.
Absolutely. So Maggie, what is your session for JJ's I'm Me Foundation?
So in my session, it's called Living the Good Life. And basically what it is we focus on goal setting. Growing up, you know, I was just like these girls. I grew up in the urban community. I didn't have women like myself or like Monica or like Brandy and Antonique or JJ that I could look up to and that could motivate me and push me. My story was a little bit different in the fact that I actually was very lucky and very, very blessed to have access to a sport that girls, females, and especially coming from where I'm from, I had access to it. Mm-hmm. And so I was known growing up as that golfer girl in the minority school. So I was already kind of that standout kid or that standout student. And not only that, but actually excelling in the sport. And I went to school on a scholarship, did very well, overcame or stumbled upon some obstacles as far as performance anxiety. And it really took a toll on my game. And so in my breakout sessions, I like to speak to the girls about, you know, what my ultimate goal was when I was growing up. And that was to play on the LPGA tour. However, you know, something such as the performance anxiety, it took over my game and I wasn't able to produce the scores that I was used to or really achieve that goal. So I teach them, you know, set goals, but don't think life is over if you can't attain that goal, because perhaps it's just gearing you or taking you to your true purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And so come to find out, my true purpose wasn't so much as competing as I planned on or as I wanted to ultimately. However, I have a gift for teaching. And so I started my own clinic, started having ladies clinics and bringing minority women out on the golf course because you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And so I noticed that I had a niche and I was like, you know, I can really use this, start a business and really grow the game of golf. So in my session, we're making vision boards. Mm-hmm. I'm telling the girls, you know, have short term goals, have long term goals, have something as a constant reminder so that you can keep on working towards some goals versus, you know, just living day by day, because it's very, very easy to get off track or to just slack off and do things that's not towards your ultimate goal. And so I tell the girls, you know, pick things out of these magazines, whether you want it next week or in 10 years, and put it somewhere where you look every single day, whether it's your pillow, your pantry, your refrigerator, your mirror in the restroom, whatever it is. So that way you have a constant reminder. And so that way you're putting out into the universe what it is that you want to attain in life.
That's incredible. So powerful. I want to ask all of you all, since doing these tours and the sessions, what has been the most need that you see with these young girls? Is it a self-esteem issue due to the colorism that we seem to have going on in our community? Is it, you know, lack of love and attention? Is it, you know, what do you see? What's the main need that you see, the common denominator with these girls?
Oof. It's, you know what, there is. I mean, the fact is, it's just so many different things. I also want to just really quickly introduce Brandy. Brandy Neal. She is our co-producer. And I'm glad you asked that question, because the first conversation I had with Brandy when I met her was she was telling me about this girl or a student who had made a vision board. And on her vision board, it was what? She wanted to be a basketball player's wife. Or
a video vixen. She actually said video vixen, and she was in elementary.
No.
Yeah.
So who knows what a video? I didn't know what a video vixen was in elementary. So it was definitely eye opening. And when I did run into JJ and I saw everything that she was doing, I was like, I don't know what I can do to help you, but I want to help you. I've got to be a part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
She's the awesomest. But I think like that is one of those things that we see, you know, that these girls really need help with. And all girls have different situations. You have a lot of girls who come from a single parent home. Mm-hmm. OK, they have a mother that's working multiple jobs. So I already can't give you the amount of attention that I already know that you need, you know, or I have multiple kids, or maybe the student is living with grandma. Grandma's so out of touch with what's going on in the world right now. Uh-huh. So she has no idea. So I feel like, to me, in my own personal opinion, what I feel like is needed with these girls is just time. Mm-hmm. The issue is somebody dedicating some time to them so that they understand that they're important in the world. But that's me. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I can definitely agree. You know, to answer your question, you know, it's a pool of everything. You know, I grew up pretty much my mother raised me, saw dad on the weekends. you know, I had three siblings that I didn't really grow up with because I had a brother who was 10 years older than me. However, lucky for me, my dad was very involved in my life. But I see it, and it's a lot more liberating now that I'm on this tour and actually, you know, meeting these different girls and hearing their different stories and just hearing that, you know, what they're lacking at home or, you know, how they perceive themselves in the school or the type of image that they're trying to put out into the public. And especially hearing about young girls and in relationships and, you know, how they feel about boys and how boys treat them. And it's really, 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 you know, I don't want to say sad, but for the, you know, for a better lack of words, you know, it's very, very heartwarming and very humbling and very, you know, it's something that, you know, if I can make a difference, I want to be a part of that because especially if we're, you know, at the end of the day, we're like celebrity figures to them, you know, and if I can make a difference in your perception of things and I can do it, then I'm going to do it. You know, if you're going to listen to me, at least just listen to me or somebody, you know, and I really, you know, would like to take advantage of that. And that's definitely one of the reasons why I joined the tour.
Monica, what do you see?
As for me, I noticed that the girls do not know their self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know the value that they carry. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Scenic Wood. I don't know if anyone out there know what Scenic Wood is, but it's a more... it's not River Oaks, I can say that. And but one thing I did have was love from my parents. I didn't realize how poor I was and, right. you know, didn't have certain things because we really had that love there. But what I see out of the girls throughout these schools is that they don't understand their self-worth, that they're valuable. And so I relate them to fine china. And when I ask them about, do anybody know what fine china is? First thing jumps into their minds, in their mind, is Chris Brown.
Right.
I'm like, no. I'm talking about the china that your parents bring out, and this type of thing. And so it's like, oh, that's what that's called. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So I said, well, this is what you guys are. You are valuable, like fine china. You're different. You're unique. It's very expensive. You're not a star phone cup.
Yeah.
You're not a Tupperware. Exactly. You know, you're very delicate, you know. And as everyone knows, here, china doesn't go on sale.
Right.
So you should never sell yourself out. Mm. First, you have to understand who you are so that you know you're going to be actually have friends around you that portray that image. But if you have star phone friends and fine china and you have paper cups, somebody's going to get pulled.
Yeah.
So I try to bring them and to make them aware of who are in your circle. Who are you behind closed doors? Your character define who you are behind closed doors, not the image that you put out every day, but who are you behind closed doors? And so seeing their face really light up to see, I am somebody.
Yeah.
I am different. I am unique. That does it for me. You don't even have to give me a paycheck. I mean, because I'm like, that's what I want. Because we need more of us out there to tell the girls, hey, you are different. You are set apart. It's okay to be you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is incredible. I feel the passion and the energy in this room, you know, behind everything that you all are doing. And I want to applaud all of you all because these girls need it. We all need it.
Yeah.
Girls, boys, adults, and children alike. If we knew our self-worth and who we are, I think that our perception of us as a people and as an individual would change. There's this incredible documentary that I had JJ watch with me one day called Hidden Colors. And it talks, and it's the untold story of people of Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. And in a nutshell, it basically just says that we, people of color, are the original people. Everything that you see around us was made and created by us. You know, over here in the Americas, they only teach us one way. You know, we were never cavemen. We were never no cave and, you know, doing all this cannibalism and all of that. Like, we made mathematics and figured out astrology and, you know, how to navigate yourself, you know, around the world. And it really changed my life and my view on us and the others to know that we are greater. And so with you all putting out, you know, this incredible message of self-worth just it needs to be applauded and applauded, and we need more of it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, if somebody is listening and they're like, well, dang, I wonder if JJ's I Me Tour coming to my school, how would the parent or the child listening know, like, hey, they're going to come to Sharp Sound High School on this date. How can I be down? Brandy. No pun intended. I want to be down, Brandy. Sorry. All right. Go ahead.
To know if we are already signed up to come to your school, you can definitely go on our website, imefoundation.org. We also are posting on Facebook. We're posting on Instagram, Twitter, every school that we're going to. And if you are an administrator or a principal or want us to come to your school, all you have to do is give us an email at info@imefoundation.org.
Yes, nice. Now, what do you all take away from the tours when you guys leave? I know what you all want the girls to, but how do you feel when you're done?
You know, I feel like I'm doing my purpose, you know? So to me, it's very fulfilling. And, you know, to feel like I'm doing what God wants me to do, you know? Like, this is it. He's like, you got lots of work to do. There are days where I'm like, woo, Me Too are about to get canceled. It's about to get canceled. But then, you know, there's just that moment where it's like, no, like, we just got to work. And these girls need us. So it's very fulfilling.
Yeah, I'm right there with JJ. You know, like I said, growing up where I come from, I didn't have women like myself to look up to. And so the fact that I was able to succeed as much as I did in golf and, you know, coming from where I come from, you know, it wasn't necessarily you would never see a girl like myself with the access that I had. And so I feel like everything that I was blessed with growing up, it's now my turn to give it back, whether it's to grow the game of golf or to give it back to the girls that are in the same community where I'm from. So that was really great.
Monica?
As for me, it's very fulfilling. You know, I worked in corporate before I started my own business for 17 years. And the paycheck was good, but I did not fulfill, never felt fulfilled at all. But leaving the tour, every time I leave, it's just like I'm actually here doing something and changing someone's life. I ran across this morning, actually, an index card that came from one of the girls in JJ Tour. And she wrote, "You are God's angel," but she meant angel. It was the elementary school.
Same thing. Right.
No tomato, names. Tomato. No okay, right? And so when I read it this morning, I was like, and I know we went to this elementary school last year and just stumbled across it this morning. And I was like, this is so much worth it. And so it's very fulfilling and humbling, a very humble experience.
Nice. What do you think that we can do? Oh, Brandy. What? Yes, I'm sorry. Brandy, you're so quiet over there.
I know that I definitely, it really sometimes makes me want to cry when I see the girls or when I'm reading the surveys and they're like, you know, I was going through this at home, but seeing this made me feel so much better today. Or I'm so happy. Now I want to be a pro golfer. I want to be a DJ. Or I didn't know that etiquette talked about social media. Reading the surveys really just makes me so happy to be a part of this. And, you know, when JJ has a million other ideas that she wants to include in the tour, I go back and read those surveys.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
A reminder.
Yes.
So clearly, you know, you all are a part of this huge mission to help change the world.
Yes.
One girl at a time.
And, you know, it may even expand from elementary schools, middle schools, high schools in Houston. We may, you know, you never know. We might find us in Dallas, Atlanta, LA, New York.
Let's take it on the national.
Maggie and I were joking, but not joking, about doing an IMB tour for grown women. Because
we need it.
Some of us need it.
I'm telling you. And I do want to also shout out DJ B Wright and DJ Honey B, who could not be here today. But they, Honey B is a teacher. And so she's school teaching. She's really with them kids. So, but I'm just really blessed to have all of them as a part of our project too.
DJ B Roy. Girl. That is what's up, man. The JJ I Am Me Foundation kicks off for the new school year, visiting these junior high and high schools. 45-minute sessions the I'm beautiful session, the living the good life, fit and fabulous, I'm classy. Man.
With this Monica Lewis.
Monica Lewis. Who is sitting here with her pearls. Go ahead and clutch your pearls, darling. You look absolutely fabulous this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, you do. So thank y'all ladies for coming through. This has been a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I'm glad that we can get the word out there more. And feel free to come back anytime, JJ.
Thank you.
The girls.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, KG.
Once again, the social media information for IME, if you want to follow IME on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Brandy.
It is IME Foundation.
On everything.
IME Foundation. Yes. Miss Monica Lewis, Maggie, Noel, Brandy. What is your last name, baby?
Neil.
Miss Brandy Neil and JJ on the mic. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.